Not too long ago, a former legislator from the state of New Hampshire is trying to get some information. Henry McElroy. Tell me about him.
Well, he was very interesting. He was someone that served in the New Hampshire legislature in the early 2000s, and he was on one of the committees. It was an international relations or commerce committee. I can't remember the exact name of the committee, but he says while he was serving on that committee, he was given a one-page briefing document that was shown to President Eisenhower. And this document talked about extraterrestrial life. It talked about President Eisenhower being given the opportunity of meeting with these extraterrestrials, and that they were described in basically very benevolent terms, that they were kind of here to help. They were really monitoring the Earth, and that the military authorities were trying to decide what to do. And so this was something that he says he saw in his capacity as a member of that particular committee, and that it really was a genuine briefing document of one page that was intended for President Eisenhower. And he went on he went on the record. He did a video on YouTube where it went out, where he just talked about his experience, and then basically just faded from the scene. A number of people tried to reach him. I also actually did speak to him on the phone, and he did not want to answer any questions. He simply said that this was something that he has already said all he's going to say about, and he's not going to answer any questions, and that was it.
He didn't deny it, though, did he?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I mean, he said this was something that he experienced. He didn't in any way disavow what he wrote about. I mean, he has been quite clear that this is what he experienced, and he's not going to say anything more than what's already been put out there on the YouTube, and also in response to some questions that were relayed to him by the people who interviewed him and put the interview up on the YouTube. So he does have some intermediaries that were relaying questions back and forth. But essentially, he has just made this remarkable statement, put it on the public record in the form of a testimony on YouTube, and has now just kind of like said he's not going to comment about it anymore.
What happened to him? Did somebody get to him?
I'm not sure exactly why he is behaving in this way. It is quite odd. I did speak with someone who had worked with him while McElroy was serving in the state of New Hampshire, and it had to do with certain taxation issues. And so he was someone who genuinely did represent the state of New Hampshire, and he was very active in promoting certain progressive causes. And so it was a surprise when I told this person about McElroy's statement on the ET issue. He just wasn't aware of that. But nevertheless, I mean, it's now part of the public record. And what it does is it helps support other people who have come forward and said that they have known about President Eisenhower having had meetings with extraterrestrials, you know, whether they were personally present, whether they saw documents, or whether loved ones told them about, you know, what they saw, what they experienced. You know, there are quite a number of people now, probably around a dozen or so, who have come forward over the last 4 or 5 years, who have said things about Eisenhower having met extraterrestrials in the 1950s. And so McElroy's statement just kind of helps add to the kind of growing amount of evidence that, in fact, there was a set of meetings that President Eisenhower did attend with extraterrestrials.
Did this McElroy seem angry with the fact that anybody would even inquire about this anymore with him?
Oh, no, he wasn't angry at all. He was not wanting to be contacted and asked questions about his statement. He basically just wanted people to go through these intermediaries, and that was it. But he wasn't prepared to kind of answer anyone's questions, and I think he's just wanting to keep his his own privacy. He's a retired gentleman now. I mean, he has retired from public life. He did stand for election in the 2008, I believe that was the last time he stood for election, and he actually did win the primary for as a Republican for the state of New Hampshire, but he didn't actually get elected. And I think he since that time has retired from public life, and now he has moved down to the state of Virginia.
The late Philip Corso, we've talked about on this program a lot with his work the day after Roswell with Bill Burns. Yet last month, there was a video interview about him released, an old one, obviously, talking about personally briefing Attorney General then Robert Kennedy. What is that one about?
Well, that is a really exciting development. People have been wondering, well, what exactly President Kennedy knew about UFOs. And, you know, there's been all sorts of interesting speculation, and a lot of it's very suggestive. You know, certain documents that have been leaked saying that President Eisenhower had, President Kennedy had contacted the CIA director to find out about UFOs and so forth. So we have a lot of kind of claims like that. Mm-hmm. But now we have a direct testimony from someone who actually was serving during the Kennedy administration. I mean, during the time of Kennedy's administration, Corso was working at the Foreign Technology Desk for the Army's Research and Development Division. So, you know, he was actually a lieutenant colonel running a particular branch of a very secretive desk at the Department of Defense. And he was working directly with his mentor, a Lieutenant General Trudeau. And so Corso, in that testimony, that video testimony that I believe was made in 1998, shortly before he died, he basically said that what happened was that he was able to speak with the Attorney General, Robert Kennedy, back in 1962, and there was more than one meeting, that there were several meetings with the President's brother, and that he told Robert Kennedy about UFOs, about the technology, and that some of this technology was really critical for taking America into this new age of high-tech society. And the interesting thing is that this is exactly the job that Corso was assigned to do in the Department of Defense by his superior, Lieutenant General Trudeau. So it's very feasible that, in fact, Kennedy was seeking information about UFOs, and once he learned that Corso was someone that was willing to talk about it, Robert Kennedy made the contact, and Robert Kennedy was briefed about it. And nothing that Robert Kennedy found out about UFOs was kept from the president. I mean, that was something Corso himself pointed out in the interview.